Finisterra. It's in the shape of the headlands. It's in the way the wave breaks along the shoreline with a slow motion spoof against the rocks. It's in the variant light. It's in the crystal clear silence of this April morning. Up at Yode, which was Roman ground before it yielded to the syntax of Christianity, you can watch the Lege, which recalls the Loire, as well as all other Ligurian waters, running down to its estuary in brilliant blue-green ripples. Thereafter, to walk along the coastal path from, say, Guaslagorn Valley to the beach of Porthmabo, is to move between foam and flourish, wondering what whiteness you'll ever be able to add to those whitenesses. The points one has in mind are Durvan, off it the wreck of the Azalea, Bede, hiding to view the Isle of Milo, to whom Brandon may have paid a friendly visit, and away far off, lost in the light and spray, the Land's End, Roscoff. Heather, thorn and pine, gorse and whin, rush down to curving sandy beaches, and it's a large arc of land indicating the Atlantic lies extended before you. Years ago, I remember, when first I came here, sitting with my back to a pine above Porthmabo, reading Pirou in Etienne's 16th century version. Is this work serious, or is it just full of noise? I'll think it over. What's it all about? I don't get the drift of your question. What have you defined? I never define. What do you do then? I just keep looking. Looking at this place, looking into this place, and at the same time into the circuits of my mind. In summer dawns, in golden autumn evenings, in chill winter mists. Something like those old Taoists who founded the Academy of Gulls. A bird and an eye, a bird and an eye, ideogram for monastery. An academy without walls, active contemplation, no ideals, no idols, and no over-hasty, over-personal, over-poetical projections. Rather, long-ranging recognitions in space and in time. As one who has studied the grammar of granite, I have walked here. As one who would equate landscape with mindscape, I have walked here. As one who loves the ways and the waves of silence, I have walked here. Who knows? Maybe in years to come, sometime after the aftermath, a curious tourist from outer space will walk along this self-same path and be aware of my ghost, still looking out at the lines, still looking into the light.